You know, there are milestones in our lives and they mark things that we want to remember. Today is one of those days as we come together as a body of Christians and celebrate what God is doing, not only in our church, but in the life of Richard. And so this morning we will ordain Richard. You know, we come together as a community of Christ and recognize what God is already doing. And Christ has been doing this in churches for centuries, since he birthed the church. And so everyone at Canyon Bible Church has spiritual gifts. And all spiritual gifting is needed. All spiritual gifts are important. However, sometimes roles are what are different, just like the roles between men and women are different. So we recognize those serving in leadership. And the reason we do that is because Christ spent a good deal of time in the scriptures talking about what leadership in his church should be. And so we look at the church, and many times people can worship other people. And yet the church, each and every church, and the church universal, the head is Christ. And we don't worship people, but we do appreciate what God is doing through them and the spiritual gifts they can bring to the church. Richard, would you come forward, please? So the words I speak this morning, I'm speaking directly to Richard, but they also apply to all of us as a Christian and as a community. And they're the very words that really in many ways echo what Jesus taught 2,000 years ago. In the Gospel according to John, Jesus spoke to his disciples and he said, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide. So wherever, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you." So, Richard, it's Christ that has chosen you. And you are his fruit of his salvation. But by being his fruit, you are also a fruit bearer. And Jesus explained this to his disciples, and he explained this to all the people who follow him. He said in John chapter 12, he said, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it. Whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternity. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there will be my servant also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him." See, Christ's resurrection and death, he bore fruit for all Christians and the salvation for mankind. And we have become his fruit bearers. But in order to be a fruit bearer, we must be willing to die to ourselves and take up the cross of Jesus Christ. And then be raised with him and submit our lives to him. So, Richard, your call to serve the church must always be in the shadow of the cross of Christ. He, above all things, must be first. And then your wife second, your family third, and your ministry to this church comes after those. So, to the end of our efforts that we seek to become fruit bearers for the kingdom, we also, it is not only a labor, but it's a labor of love. Because often don't we find when we serve others, we are blessed as much or often as more than they are. And so the primary purpose of a Christian's life is to bring God glory. And as we serve God and serve other people and bring Him glory, He brings joy and peace into our life. In chapter 15 of John, Jesus said, "This is my Father, how my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove that you are my disciples." So how do we, as disciples of Christ, prove that? By our obedience, doing the will of God and serving others as His ambassadors. The Westminster Catechism that many people have learned over the centuries brings this into focus. And the very first thing it says is the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Therefore, Jesus' glory, the glory of the Father, to a certain extent, is at stake with your fruitfulness and your obedience. Tracy, would you come forward, please? I asked Tracy to come forward because there is a reason. Tracy has agreed to sacrifice time with Richard in order that he may serve God in this church. She is willing to sacrifice this because of her love for God and, quite frankly, because of her love for you, her brothers and sisters in Christ. Richard will be a deacon of God, but he cannot serve well without Tracy. And all men should be able to tell you that they become much more and are much better because of the gift of a godly wife. So at this time, I would ask those of you that would like to come out of your seats. We're going to lay hands on Tracy and Richard and pray over them as we now pronounce him as a deacon of Canyon Bible Church. So please come forward. If women, if you would place your hands on Tracy, and men on Richard, I will pray a prayer that is centuries old. I will pray a prayer for our community from God's heart. It was a prayer from King David. God, our Father, we lift up Richard to you and Tracy, his faithful and true wife. We come together now and we pray as a community before you, the God of our heart, our Lord and Savior. We pray as King David prayed. God, be gracious to us, bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us as your church and upon Richard, your servant, and upon Tracy, for her sacrifice. Oh Lord, how we love you, how we pray to you, that your way may be known on the earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you will judge the peoples with uprightness and guide the nations on the earth. Let all the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its produce. God, our God, bless us as your church and Richard as your servant. God blesses us that all the ends of the earth may fear you, Almighty God. May Richard be fruitful in his ministry of service and bring to you, our God, glory upon glory. May Richard take the blessings that you give him, Father, and use them to bless others in your name. Amen and amen. Please be seated. It's always a great privilege at a wedding to be able, after the ceremony, present for the first time to the people there a new husband and wife. This morning, it's such a great privilege. It is to present to you Richard, your deacon, a man who has shown he has a heart for God, a heart for service, that loves his Lord and loves this church. So, Richard, thank you. Here's a certificate of ordination.